The first thing I would like you to do, please, is give me your name and your title.
Hello, I'm Rich Baca, and I'm the Software Development Manager for Veterinary Services.
All right. Now, here at the NIAA, we're talking about the progress as far as NACE is concerned nationwide. And you're talking about the Animal Trace Processing System. Why don't you explain to me first what that is?
The Animal Trace Processing System is essentially the tracking component, which is the third major piece of the National Animal Identification System.
And it's a very vital part of it. Now, where are we at as far as that's concerned right now?
We're in process right now of implementing the interim development phase, which means we are engaged with a number of different private and state animal tracking database systems to create requirements and design and complete design for the system. And with that, we've already engaged in about three meetings. In addition to that, we've had one face-to-face here, and that process is going to continue forward and hope to have that up and running by about February of 2007.
So that's your goal at this point. What are the challenges that you've encountered in developing this program?
The main challenges probably still remain a lot of the outside political and business challenges. And from a pure technical perspective right now, I think our biggest one is going to be agreement on the business rules for the actual engagement of how the data will flow, who sees it, and all of those types of things. Past that, probably the other bigger challenges remaining somewhat on a political and business frontier are along the line still of how we'll come to terms in dealing with things like confidentiality and things of that nature.
Now, how is the same system going to work for different types of livestock?
The same system will work for different types of livestock by essentially establishing standards and the messages and so forth that will certainly encompass different types of livestock. I think what it boils down to is we're looking at just different types, identifying different types of events and different types of breeds and a lot of those types of things in the message structures. At the end of the day, really they're all the same communication channels from a technical perspective and the same message structure within those messages. It's just a matter of the data elements that we will end up utilizing ultimately in each of them for each sector of the industry will be different.
Well, give me a scenario of how the traceability system would work.
A scenario on how it would work, it'd start off with an animal health official from either a state or a federal perspective would have access to the system for the purpose of, one, a validated positive test for a foreign animal or a domestic disease. Second would be a declared emergency by the Secretary of Agriculture or a state secretary. And the third would be for a trace forward or trace backward for a regulatory disease such as brucellosis or TB, etc. Once they'd enter in and to the business intelligence interface, they would enter a case number that would include essentially a PIN or AIN number along with the dates and so forth and what they're looking for. And they'd go through a secured interface to put that information in, and then that data would be posted to essentially a messaging system or conceptually a bulletin board, if you will. All of the ATDs will be required to check that bulletin board on about a 15-minute frequency. And at that point in time, they would utilize that information and query their systems and then inform that message board whether they have information pertaining to that particular trace or not. And, of course, if it's pathogenical disease, it would certainly go through iterations of queries to complete that entire trace to get not only the index animal but all of its cohorts and et cetera. Once that is all done, trace reports would be prepared for that animal health official, and they'd log back into the system, and probably some people that they would designate to have access to see that data to utilize it to start tracing and evaluating and preparing for some sort of response to that animal health event.
How important do you think a system like this is for national security, for homeland security?
I believe, essentially, that the whole NAIS is critical to the infrastructure in supporting the eradication control of animal disease in the long run. I think without it, we leave ourselves in a pretty vulnerable state.
Very good. Thank you very much.